It is 3:33. As you know, what happened is something we haven't seen before. People killed on the air during a morning live shot, and it was captured on video that has been circulated all through social media.
Well, joining us to talk about all this, Washington Post media columnist Eric Wemple, who's been monitoring how the media has gone about this story today. Eric, good to have you. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having me on, as always.
Just first, the dramatic part of this story. And with these people killed on live television, from what you're seeing so far, talk about that and how you think the media has handled it to this point.
Well, there's been a lot of restraint out there in terms of how whether the media wants to shove the video in front of people. You know, CNN has run the video, or at least this morning did run the video a couple times and claimed that it would be doing it hourly. So some restraint there, especially for a cable news network that loves to basically run things on a continuous loop. Fox News, MSNBC have gone even further in restraint. They show only still images from the video and nothing nothing terribly dramatic either. They show stills primarily from before just before the shooting happened, and also notably not airing the screams and the shouts that are just as jarring and chilling as anything involved in this entire tragedy.
Eric, how would you respond to people who believe that's a double standard? Because the media typically, or sometimes, shows images of people being killed.
Well, I think that that's a strong argument. I do. I don't see why there is such an unwillingness to trade in this particular video, especially considering that it did air previously on live television. Now, obviously, they didn't mean to air that particular clip on live television, but it's part of the story. And if you want to really understand the full enormity and the horror of what happened, I'm afraid that that airing the video is one way of getting that across. Now, I think you can warn your viewers that it's coming, and CNN certainly is doing that, giving them the option to get the hell out. I think that's a strong way to roll. But I don't see, especially I don't see the point in not telling the full story. That's my point.
Is there a different standard for web use as opposed to broadcast use? Almost every broadcast organization now has a web presence. Is it okay to put it on your website in full?
Yeah, I think it is. But, they're not even necessarily doing that. Like, the New York Times is linking away to it. The Washington Post has a link to it so that it enables viewers to do it, to get to it. But it doesn't want to help them too much. It won't put them right. Like, the New York Times said, we didn't want to force people to see this. I think that's coddling the audience a little much, but it's all very well intentioned, and I think that's important. I think that these news outlets are trying to respect their audience, but I just think that there's a little bit of infantilization here. I think that they're coddling their audience a little too much. I think people understand that this is newsworthy, and if they want to go ahead, click on it, take a look, and then move on. But I have a little bit of a problem with it, not a huge one.
All righty. Washington Post media columnist Eric Wemple. Thanks so much, Eric.
Oh, thanks as always.